Not only do we flip the calendar to September, but Mother Nature also flips the temperatures. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. John Baramick is the DTN meteorologist, and plain and simple, welcome to September.
Yeah, and the tips of my maple trees, too, in my front yard are starting to turn red as well. So, yeah, it's happening, right? And you can definitely tell the days are getting shorter. You know, last week we certainly felt the summer kind of, you know, get a raced out of our area, at least for a little while here. And yeah, we're definitely turning the calendar into September, feeling like September for sure.
Yes, and we are experiencing some cooler temperatures. So I guess as you look ahead here, the next week, 10 days, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple things going on. I mean, we're already starting to see a front drop through the region here today, and it's bringing some scattered showers right now over Minnesota. But we could see that expanding through the Dakotas and, you know, as it works farther south through Nebraska, Iowa as well. So we'll be watching for some scattered showers here both today and tomorrow as the front kind of continues to move through. But temperatures behind that are going to be awfully chilly. Coming straight out of the Canadian Arctic, we're going to have potential there Thursday morning of seeing some temperatures very, very chilly for this time of year. I mean, normally, we don't see that F word, frost, until maybe late September across the eastern Dakotas, but definitely not until October across the south. And I don't know, it might get a little close. I'm sure we'll break below 40 here for Thursday morning in a lot of areas.
John said frost this time of year is not normal, but then again, maybe this has not been a normal year.
It's so hard to get frost this time of year. It's just that the ground is just so warm, so that's radiating heat out from it, and getting that to really get into frost territory there would take something almost of a miracle.
We'll see what happens here the next couple of days. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.